Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, we certainly weren't pleased to be down. We were in this. It's ironic that we were in the same space. And so for us to be into that spot, I knew we'd fight back. But we did have a different vibe about us of coming on the road to have the energy we wanted to make our plays. It didn't quite start like we want. We went down, they got a field goal, and then got into the score after the penalty and then three and out. So it was like, then we kind of settled in. I felt like after that, but I thought the turnover was the big shift in the game.
Yeah, there is no doubt because his other quote, and I read it earlier, I looked up and saw 10-0, and I said expletive, beginning with the letter S, four letters in total. And he said, but it felt different. Watching the game, it didn't feel different because the first 22 minutes of that game, 21 to 22 minutes of the game, was a repeat of last week, minus the offense because two drives, two punts. But people wide open and, you know, they're on the verge of making it 13-0 or 17-0. But the one thing that I wanted to say that I haven't said already before we get to the phone lines is the culture that they have built and the kind of players they have, you know, procured. There is a level of effort pretty much every week and intensity and urgency and a level of physical play that they attempt that is consistent pretty much week to week, even when the results aren't there, you know, in the win-loss column. I know many of you would say you're out of your mind. They didn't show up against the Falcons. They didn't show up against the Packers. They didn't show up in the NFC Championship game. It's not my belief. I think Quinn and Peters and company, they have the right mix of players, and these players are tough. They set that tone on special teams as really the best kick coverage team in the league and now one of the best return teams in the league. I was looking at this after the game last night. Their special teams ranking in the league per the DVOA metric, number two in the NFL. In special teams DVOA. I believe in they're not going to ever. It could happen at the end of a season that's over and their injuries are everywhere. That happens with every NFL team. But as long as they're in the mix, they're gonna play hard. And I know that sounds like, well, what are you talking about? They get paid to play hard. That should be a given. It's not a given. It's not a given. Look at the Jets. Look at some of these teams. They, I think, are doing a good job on that end. All right, phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. Let's start with Brendan in College Park. Brendan, go ahead.
Morning, Kevin. Happy Victory Monday to you guys. Yeah, I just want to emphasize kind of what you were talking about earlier about Jaden and Debo being our most important players, and I think Debo has just been – so valuable. Before the season, I thought he'd be an all-pro. I think at least he'll be a pro bowler if he keeps this going. And it's just so valuable to have a guy who's consistent. Like, you can use him in so many ways. It's hard for the defense to really shut him down. I mean, even guys like A.J. Brown have sinkers, like a two-catch, seven-yard performance. Or we've seen Terry the same way. But Debo's just – he can get the ball in so many ways. So that was point number one I wanted to make. And then point number two is, it's just funny how you always say, can't judge a draft till you're 3 years in. And, I mean, Luke McCaffrey has been a polarizing player for whatever reason to many fans, but it's just good to see him produce on special teams and produce with that bomb he caught. So, I mean, you got rookies like Buka who come on the scene, they're good immediately. You got rookies like Jackson Smith and Jigba. It takes him a few years to really become a star. I'm not saying Luke's going to be that good, but, yeah, thanks for taking my call, Kevin.
No, it's such a good point, Brendan, and it really is. I mean, everybody wants to know right away. And this just happens to be sports where you don't know right away. And in sports where physical maturity, mental maturity matters, it takes time. I mean, just look at the quarterbacks. I mean, you had Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield basically putting together one of the great combined quarterback games of all time. Did you guys know that? That Tampa-Seattle 38-35 game was record-setting in that they both were over 80% completion percentages in the game where there was, I think, more than 600 of, you know, total passing yards in the game. Mayfield 29 of 33, 379. Darnold 28 of 34, 341. These two were teammates on the Carolina Panthers and considered to be done. Baker Mayfield got that opportunity on Thursday Night Football with Sean McVay a few years ago, and all of a sudden his career takes off. Sam Darnold gets with Kyle Shanahan as a backup in San Francisco and then with KOC, and his career takes off. Like, you just can't, you know, you can't shut the door on young, talented individuals, because sometimes it's all about the fit. Sometimes it's all about the coaching, not the player. So, yeah, you need at least 3 years, maybe even more, depending on whether or not the player is on the right team or the wrong team. Let's go to Bobby in North Carolina. Bobby, what'd you make of the game yesterday?
Hey, Kevin, good morning. You're right, it wasn't a must win, but it was a much needed win. You know, I was watching the Eagle game, and they were ahead most of the game, and I'm thinking we had a chance by sundown last night to be three games behind them. If we would have lost, and they would have continued to win, but it all worked out. You know, we're only a game back. But a couple of things that I noticed we talked about last week, pressure. Kevin, that whole game changed in the second quarter when he started sending extra men. So I appreciate Witt, the adjustments that he made, and we were able to get home a lot. Not only the D-line, but we were sending linebackers, we were sending quarterbacks, they couldn't block it. So I think that was, to me, the difference in the game, because that created a couple turnovers. But four things that I loved about the game, you and I talked about Debo back in the summer. Debo's a player. I knew he was going to excel in this offense. And Cliff is very creative on how he's using him. And Kevin, he didn't run the ball yesterday, you know, out of the backfield. He still made a huge impact in the game. Love Bill. Bill's got something to him, Kevin.
No doubt.
Amazing story right now, what's going on with him. He's got something to him. But the thing, two things that I think is very sustainable the rest of this year, and I think why we'll still be competitive, we don't have any more injuries. Our offensive line and our defensive line has been excellent to me all year. Our offensive line is not getting a lot of credit, but these guys have been balling since day one this year. And
the change to Paul and Allegretti for the Raiders game was a big move, and I think it has definitely paid off. And we'll get Cosme back, hopefully, sooner rather than later as well.
Well, I think Cosme will be there at right guard on Monday night. But the one thing I hated, Kevin, that second offensive play that Cliff called, we were second and two, and I like to fell out of my chair. I mean, I still can't believe he called that play. That was a design quarterback run, Kevin. What in the crap was he thinking about when he made that call?
I just, the second play of the game, and I just wrote down WTF, Cliff.
I need to go back and
watch that play. I'm going to go watch it right now. But it was, you got a guy that hasn't played in 23 days, and you're running quarterback power on the second play from scrimmage. I don't I don't get that. I'm going to look at this play again. It was empty, but they brought motion with Debo. And so Debo's going the one way, and then, yeah, it's a designed run. What do you – Cliff is fearless, man. And by the way, like he said on Thursday, he's like, Jaden wouldn't be playing if he can't be Jaden, and he's going to be Jaden. And we saw Jaden after really that 3rd-and-16 play sort of unlocked everything. But, yeah, I was like – You come out and it's 7 yards to Debo, quick game, and you go empty and you bring Debo in motion and then you run quarterback. Let me just see if it's a counter. I'm pulling it up here if it's just quarterback power. Because I don't – yeah, there's a bit of counteraction with Wiley, and he gets absolutely blown up on the play. Like, what are you doing? Why are we doing that on the second play of the game? I'm with you. But you know what? All's well that ends well. He ended up having a hell of a football game yesterday, for sure. What else, Bobby?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Bobby's gone. Anthony in D.C. Anthony, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
What's up, Anthony?
So, on the good side, Jaden, Debo, Bill, and there was somebody else I wanted to mention. But as an aside, I see Mike Thomas and Bill, except with a little more explosion.
Who?
Mike Thomas.
Are you talking about Mike Thomas from the 70s?
Yes.
Anthony, you're my guy. You know that, right? He was... There are only a couple of us, all right? Mike Thomas was the NFC Rookie of the Year offensively in 1975. He was a fifth-round pick out of UNLV, basically the only draft choice of the George Allen era that ever paid off, and he was a great vision runner, to your point. I see some comparisons there, sure. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't just me.
No, good call. Good okay. Pull.
On the not so good, the going in the halftime sequence, I understand being aggressive, but you have to be judicious also.
Yeah, that was – look, with five on the field, he's going for it. I mean, almost every time. I just thought the – You know, because it'd be one thing if the Chargers had three timeouts and they were going to use them to try to get the ball back, but there was a chance they weren't going to use their last timeout, and I would have tested them on that with a run on second down from your own 7-yard line. Yeah,
or run for on first down, at least one run.
Yeah, at least one.
At least one run.
Yeah, no, you can definitely argue that would have been better strategy, but this dude with five at quarterback. He just believes. It's just like 3rd-and-16. You know, they don't check down. They don't run draws. They throw it to the sticks or beyond. It's the way they do it with him. And by the way, it's paid off a lot more than it hasn't.
And another one, only 20 runs, only 20 running plays minus Jaden. I think Cliff needs to run the ball more.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. After the second drive, they moved the football, you know, and
right.
they scored points. They scored on 5 of 6 drives, and the only one they didn't was Kroski Merritt's handoff in the backfield where he fumbled.
He got blew up on that play.
I'm sorry?
I said he got blown up on
that play. Was that Tart? Tart's really good for them.
Yeah.
He is 90 for them. The dude that used to be in Tennessee next to Simmons, he's a baller for sure. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate that. Let's go to Ralphie in Rockville. Ralphie, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Yesterday was Jaden played phenomenal. When it comes to Jaden, I think the stat sheet isn't always a great indicator as to how he played. Our fans and people around the league nitpick every single throw he makes. He has to be 30 for 30 every game, apparently. And when it comes to Justin Herbert, right, this is a big topic that I really want to talk about. He always gets a ton of excuses. I mean, he's fast. He's really fast, but always acts like he can't run or create off schedule like the other elite quarterbacks. He has an elite arm, but I still see the same flaws that he had at Oregon. And to me, he doesn't show up in the big games. And Jaden beat him in college the same way. And one play in particular that nobody has pointed out, when Bill ran, I think it was the third quarter, Jaden, he came all the way back from where he snapped the ball and he went out to go
chased block
him for Bill.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying with Herbert. You don't see that winning pedigree with Herbert. He has a great arm. And even you, Kevin, you switch up your stance on Herbert. You weren't a big fan of him. That's why I'm not a big fan of him. I was wrong.
Like, Herbert's good. He's a really good quarterback. He's a top 10 talent in the league. You're right. He has not delivered in the big spots. I mean, you go back to last year's playoff loss. But you started with he doesn't run. He does run, and he is a really, really good runner, underrated as a runner.
Kevin, there was times where he could have stepped up in the pocket. The defense, you got to remember, there was times we were missing the sacks. He could have stepped up in the pocket, and that's the difference. Jaden made those plays. It's the same thing he does.
Yeah, but the pressure on him, I already gave you the numbers per, I think, true 13 pressures, 9 in under 2.5 seconds. He had no shot on a lot of those.
Got you. No shot.
Just like against the Giants last week. They not only went into the game injured, they lost Becton during the game. They lost the right tackle, you know, the guy, 79, Pipkins. They were coming and going. It was a complete and utter mess for them up front. And the fact that he actually got the results he got in that game, I think, are a credit to him. I was not a big fan of him coming out of Oregon, but I think he's a really good quarterback. I think you're being too hard on him.
I just think, as Stephon Diggs said yesterday night, it wasn't about what the other team did. It was about what we did. And I give credit to the defense for creating turnovers.
No doubt.
And that's
I'm with you.
And that's going to be the key going forward. We can't cover, but we've got to create turnovers. And another thing, too, Kevin, I want you to talk about. This is a big thing we got to talk about during the week. Do you think that the coaching staff doesn't have a lot of confidence in younger guys? Because even if Bill fumbled, it was like when he fumbled, Dan Quinn was just like shocked. Like, he wasn't like he was shocked, but it was like, you saw the worry in their face, and it's just like, we got to trust the young guys. It can't just be the veterans. There's so many young guys who contributed yesterday. Johnny Newton, Luke McCaffrey, Bill, Jordan McGee. We gotta play these young guys. Joe Witt doesn't have any excuse going forward saying, you know, Bobby Wagner's making all the calls. You gotta play Jordan McGee. There's no more excuses. The young guys gotta play. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. And keep in mind, you know, that drive after the fumble, they came right back to him. I don't know if it was that first play. I'm looking it up right now on the long drive from their own 1 yard line. Oh, no, the first one. I mean, again, you know, I got to go back and see if that was, I don't think it was an RPO. The throw to Bates with Jaden moving right. And then they came right back to Kroski Merritt, and he had a big chunk run. Good for him. Let's go to our guy Bernie in Potomac Falls. Bernie, go ahead.
Kevin, Mike Thomas, number 22, UNLV, loved him.
I mean,
you go back to him. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Eddie Brown, too. But anyway, so a couple things. I know I listened to your recap. One of the things, you know, let's throw to McCaffrey. Go back and look at it. Jane throws that flat-footed. He does not step into it. There's a defender right in his face.
Which throw are you talking about?
The one to McCaffrey before the half. He does not step into it. It literally looked like Aaron Rodgers. He just flicked. There's
oh, it's a flick of the wrist sometimes, no doubt.
It is, but it's 50 yards with loft.
Yeah.
That accurate. You can't teach that. You can't even make that. I mean, that blew my mind. The other thing I thought was incredible is when James had Bill tackled for like a 4-yard gain on the one that he ripped off on the right sideline, he busts it outside. McCaffrey doesn't clip the wide receiver. That was great coaching. I mean, the corner. And Bill almost broke that. If you look, he got so low to the ground. He reminded me of like Emmitt Smith or Thurman Thomas, the way he settled his hips to turn up field. If that guy didn't get his legs, I know what you're talking about. And that we haven't had that. I mean, we've had bruisers. We've had 6 to 7 yard runners. But the guy who once he gets a foot into the secondary can take it. That is, I mean, and plus, you only need to give him 15 carries. Everybody's saying feed him. 15 carries, 3 catches. I don't want him to get hurt. Last thing I'll leave you with, Kevin, is you said, look, get teach Bill how, you know, coach him up about pass pro, about all of that. They did that. I think it's effective. Do that with McGee. Because McGee was in there on some key plays. He's the one who filled the hole.
He made some plays.
And if he doesn't, so what? He's gonna be the starter next year. So get him in there, do what you did, and they looked fast yesterday. I'm sure it was the turf, but they looked faster yesterday. Thanks, Kevin. I know you got a lot of calls.
Yeah, you know, Bernie, good point, too. You know, with McGee on the field, they definitely looked faster. And they need more speed on defense. You sent this to me, Max. Jordan McGee was in there yesterday for 12 snaps. That's the most. He's 24 snaps total in the first 4 games. I'm assuming those 24 snaps, a lot of them were at the end of the Raider game, the blowout, and he was in there for garbage time, but I don't know for sure. And in 2024, 15 total defensive snaps. It was nice to see him out there. He had a big TFL down at the goal line on that second and goal at the 1. That was a 3-yard loss. I'm pretty sure that was McGee, right? Didn't McGee stuff the kid Vidal for a 3-yard loss on that play before the interception? Yeah, it was Jordan McGee. 3-yard loss, 3rd and goal at the 4 instead of 3rd and goal, you know, at the 1 or a little bit better than that. All right, everybody on hold, stay there. I promise I'll get to your calls. 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.